just want to talk about this thing that's in my brain. It keeps me from wanting to go on, but I want some gain. Maybe a little fame.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Everybody, welcome back. We the Patriots Podcast. I got a laugher already, so this is going to be a good day. We are doing a little experiment. We are trying out TikTok. Now, the only thing I've ever used this thing for really is posting stuff. You show me stuff all the time from there. What I've noticed is a lot of it goes on every platform. So Facebook, Instagram, even to Twitter and stuff like that. And then most of the stuff just stays on TikTok. Like, only the viral stuff goes to the other ones. Why do you like it?
I don't know.
There's no reason? Like, what is your algorithm right now? What does it feed you?
Like, books, dogs.
Okay.
I don't know what else.
Does it have any negative stuff that it feeds you a lot?
What kind of negative?
Like, accidents, people getting hurt, well, the bad main stuff that happens
that
in the
are,
world.
Like, happening sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Like, just,
like the
news
fires.
Okay.
That show, like, the big stuff.
But what about, like, the submarine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that. Okay, so you see stuff like that. Do you see stuff that you feel like wouldn't be fit for kids? Or stuff that shouldn't be, maybe even shouldn't even be on there in general? Do you see stuff like that?
I feel like, yeah, but you can see that anywhere.
Okay. Let's find out. So first we have, we'll see if we change accounts, but first we have a guy, just a random guy account, brand new. Let's see what we get.
Toys I'm throwing away today and why. The first one is the Spyroku from Fat Brain, and I'm actually really, really sad about this because it's one of my...
Not a fan. This is most of your TikTok.
Yeah, there's a lot of recipes too.
You like that one.
It's cute.
Let's see if it's a good or a bad sports TikTok. So, like, that's a good one. That's well done.
Sure.
I thought that was funny.
Your father. He is undeniably one of the most significant figures in your life.
See, that's a really long one.
Provides shelter, support, and strength, often standing in the backdrop, but always integral.
So, that stuff, if it was something like that, I actually like it.
I can't get through the whole thing.
You're not going to watch the whole thing?
No.
I'm not going to watch the whole thing. There's no way. But for the right person that needs to hear it at the right time, it might be beneficial. So,
true.
For me, completely unnecessary, but it also has 800,000 likes, which means it probably did find the right people that it needed to find. That, I find TikTok, that's actually good. I'll give it a plus. Then you have stupid shit like this. Tell me if you find that useful as a nurse.
That's cute though. Like the little brain. That's really cute.
But it looks useless.
No, it's like, I mean, not really. If you're, like, a medical student, that's pretty good.
You, like,
you don't
it?
Have to draw it and stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, I like watching those videos, too.
Decorating the patio?
Yeah. Like, cleaning my house. I think it's so satisfying.
That's such a weird surface to put down.
Isn't the patio the front?
What's that?
Isn't the patio like the front of the house?
Doesn't have to be.
Okay.
You can have a patio. Like, we have a patio.
True.
Back there. Next. Actually, that's more of like a porch.
I've seen this one. It's so funny.
And I think a lot of people would make an argument that that would not be the greatest for kids to be doing.
Okay, but like, tell me, when you were a kid, weren't you like singing to like songs that you probably shouldn't be singing when you're a kid with your
Absolutely.
Parents?
Absolutely.
So?
Absolutely. I think they'd be more concerned with the dance moves.
All right, next.
I haven't gotten any ads yet, which is weird.
I have no bracelets on my wrist right now.
Leaving the Eras Tour with no bracelets to trade, and this is what my wrists look like.
I'm fucking dead.
What is that?
Like Taylor Swift?
Oh, God.
No. Next. Oh, I've seen this one. It looks so good.
I feel like there's a lot of people like this, though. So, there's a lot of people, like, pushing everybody to try to do this, like, online selling stuff. And I don't think that that's good because I don't think most people want to do it. I think there's something for everybody. I don't think you have to be pushed for that. Even though, like, I do agree that it's a great way to start maybe pushing yourself and trying to make money if you don't have another passion. But, like, don't hate on a nurse just because they're going to make less than you.
I don't think they're hitting on anyone, though.
Some of them would. Some of them would, like, go and say that you're not smart for going to school and earning less than them.
Oh, I hate people. Next. I literally have no patience. Like, just shut up and be quiet. That looks so good. I've seen it before. I want to do it.
Shrimp on a...
But I feel like I'm going to be hungry after that.
Yeah.
Like...
Let's see if this one's good.
That's,
This is an ad, though.
Yeah. Next. The TV
was off. I wanted to see what he had to say, my love.
That's cute.
I like these when they're well made.
Switzerland. I love it. These are so funny for some reason.
These are awesome.
Oh.
I want to see when it gets up past 100. Flattened pancake.
You can literally die. You're dead.
You're done.
See ya. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's so scary. Do you think people go 300 miles per hour? You can't even do that. A car does that?
It can get up over 200, but I don't think you can get to 300.
Walter.
I think it's so funny when people give, like, names, like, real names, like Walter. Oh, he doesn't like it.
Finally started finding the ads. Nutella cheesecake mousse. You should make this for me.
It took me 10 years to realize the Little Mermaid, frozen and tangled, are all connected.
I've seen this before.
We know Anna and Elsa's parents
died. I'm good. I don't need to know this stuff.
I hate those TikToks.
These ones?
Yeah, it literally gave me anxiety.
These ones are, I think they're not great because they would probably promote some people to do the actions.
It literally says the actions this video performed by professionals or supervised did not attempt.
And you think people listen to that?
No, but if you don't, you're a fucking idiot.
Obviously, but, oh my goodness, this is just craziness.
It gives me anxiety. Can you, like, skip?
When I posted this grilled cheese, you guys looked
so good.
The amount of food is actually kind of bad.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, good.
Hey, I'm stopping you because you got no front plate. The window tint's too dark.
I actually got to fix the tint for this one.
Did you?
Let's see what this has to say.
On Arden, right there by Hostess.
You rolled out that window.
I feel like I'm back in Nazi Germany or something. The way people get treated like this, you know?
I see the correlation, she goes.
Regarding me? No, that's false.
You skipped half of it. I don't understand it now.
I'm just trying to see where this ends up going.
No.
Jeez. There's definitely more to this. I would want to watch it later, but... Yeah, that's, I don't think that's just a female cop thing.
Look at the comments.
I don't think it's just a female cop thing.
I'm confused. What is he saying?
Y'all ain't seen the rest of the vid, but the female cop pulls a gun on him for no reason, and the partner says, whoa. So, yeah, like, I'm not going to go and vouch.
I just touched a microphone.
You're good.
Oops.
I'm not going to go and vouch and say that she definitely did that, but I think that it's not a female cop problem. I think it's a lot of cops problem.
I never got pulled over.
When?
I actually think I would cry, which is the worst thing, which people say you shouldn't cry. But I think I would just get so nervous. And, like, I could never commit a crime. Because I think I just get so nervous. And, like, since I was a little kid, like, I can lie. Like, my parents would, like, ask me and I would be like, yeah, I didn't. So, like.
Well, hopefully you don't have to deal with that. I mean, there's always discrimination that happens. There's always some cops get off on.
I got discriminated by my friends. It's fine.
But when it comes down to you getting jail time or not, that's not okay.
True.
when it comes down to you possibly getting a gun pulled on you, it's not okay. So, yeah, I hate to see videos like this because it seems like they come up so often of cops mistreating their power.
These things, and you're going to use these.
That's a nice house.
Experience. Put a covered front porch, put a covered back porch, put a garage, if not a garage, do a carport. Never do 8-foot ceilings, always do 9+ ceilings. Do
Why?
Recessed lighting. Never
so that you have enough room.
Yeah, but who the fuck is going to clean the ceiling?
Hmm? It's one extra foot.
This is 8-foot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know about
small utility room. The utility room should be at least an 8
by 8,
7 by
8. I agree. It should be a large one.
Large utility room. You want a walk-in pantry.
Yours is not large.
Put a linen closet.
If it was better made,
bathroom.
It would be.
You want to have walk-in closets throughout the house. Listen, if you're going to spend money.
I feel like if mine was an actual room, it would be a good size.
Those are the small things.
Right.
Put eve
my laundry
room.
All right, next.
The house. Those are just a few things.
I like it.
Put that garage on the front, put it on the side. If you've got at least 100 feet of road frontage, that means the frontage from okay. Pin to pin, property to property across the front.
You're not allowed to skip.
I know. Oh.
Well, it's my turn, Pops. Get
okay.
It's pretty impressive, not gonna lie.
Those have been showing up on my TikTok so much.
Campers? Oh, this is a bus.
Yes.
This is a converted bus.
It looks so nice.
This is awesome.
Or like vans that people turn into like, oh my god, the dog. Turn into like.
I am all about this.
I could never live on one, but it's very cute. And people have like kids on it.
Yeah. I would definitely do that. That looks awesome.
No. Nothing. That's me. I can't cut onions.
You see what she's wearing?
So every single, like, I'll cook anything
for you. Look at what she's wearing. She has the lid for
I'll cook anything for you, but I'm not cutting the onions. Oh, my God, that's so scary.
Oh, my goodness.
That's scary.
It is fucked up.
Didn't Lorenzo had a... They had a threat in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Was it, like, after I graduated?
Mm-hmm.
The year after? Yeah, it was, like, his senior year, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
So, I think that they had somebody come in and was, like, scoping out the school.
What does scoping mean?
So, like, I think they made it into the school and out of it without being detected.
But who was it? Was it a dangerous person? Like they had
Yeah, they were like anticipating danger from it. And I think someone also came to the school or threatened to come to the school with bombs and guns.
That's fucking
yeah,
scary.
It was insane.
You're gonna be dead in 2 days.
Yeah, I am. I mean, as much as a person can.
I'm sorry, this is not funny, but the way that he said it.
Let me see
Jeremiah.
I
mean,
I know how hard it is to respond if somebody kills somebody. And I'm just sure they did it. Someone raped your sister, the only thing you do is throw that person out of jail.
Kill them?
My God, that's the singer.
Who's that?
He sings Take Me to Church.
Hoosier?
Dozier or something like that.
He was convicted of murder?
He died?
Oops. I think you just shocked the whole fucking...
Sorry, guys.
I'm gonna have to delete all of this. You're totally wrong.
Yeah, please
here. Oh my
that.
Lord. Wow. Okay, well there goes that assumption gone out the window.
Secret iPhone trick no one knows about.
Nah. Oh. Go fuck yourself. Nope.
Side hustles I wish I knew sooner. The Muffin Man?
That's okay. So funny.
Let's do a few more here.
Oh God. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Do you like to sing?
Good morning, everyone. I'm just getting home from a night shift, and I can't stop thinking about this case, and I have to share it with you here. So have a seat. Welcome back to TikTok Med School. To get closer, you can appreciate that they do look pale and that the whites of their eyes are yellow or jaundiced.
Jaundice.
You are concerned that this patient is critical, so you ask your medical team to set up IV access. You make sure that the patient is severely anemic. Their hemoglobin is a 6.0, which is an indication for a blood transfusion. The nurse also wants to let you know that the urine results have come back, and there are signs of blood in this child's urine.
Hematuria.
Alright, that's all the information that I have.
That was it?
Do you get a lot of those?
Yeah, I got a lot of, but not like med school ones, like nursing.
More nursing. Interesting. All right, I'm calling that for the male one. I said we'd take a little break, come back. I want to try to make a female account, see if anything else changes.
Do you want to go on mine later?
We can do that to finish.
It's funny.
So let's take a little break. Let's come back at it with a female account. Okay, we're back, and somehow we are first on Gia's algorithm, so that's kind of funny.
Hi, Andrew.
You know, they're not very intellectually advanced or curious, but after a while.
Well, there's just more of us.
What is this?
Are you on our account?
No. Oh.
Like to
no.
Okay.
Well, this is TikTok with my dad. He's so funny.
Booking.yeah.
That's cute. I'm drunk in the back of it. Whatever. What is that?
Ooh, that's gnarly. Is that his teeth?
Wait, this is a horse. That's disgusting.
Skip it. That's gross.
Huh.
Here's an affirmational.
It's too long.
That's nice. That's awesome.
I wonder if that's really what, like, guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he isn't texting me back. It's gonna be your parents.
Yeah.
My dad's gonna be busting his ass on the dance floor. No. Oh. The puppy.
This one's for the boys.
You're not going to understand anything.
Don't understand a word. Trust me, they don't want to.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy now. She's pretty. Oh, God. That's Okinawa.
All right. Let's see a few more.
Oh my god, he literally won't stop showing.
Fuck that hoe. Let me tell you something. Fuck with that bitch. Fuck that hoe.
He played for Clemson.
Which one?
This one.
Let me tell you something. I don't fuck with that bitch.
For football. He's so funny. You don't understand. He did. So he recently got married and he did like bridal booth camp with his wife. Mm-hmm. And he sent her.
So Mackenzie has made the biggest mistake that she's ever made. Okay, she walks up to me a couple of days ago. Brayden, it's only, we have less than 3 months to our wedding. I want to get in shape. I looked at her and I said, "Are you sure you want to do this?"
I'll finish on this note.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey, Kim Calzino's the worst. So a song called
Fear. So can you stop that?
Yeah, I want to watch it.
I would love to hear you sing this right now.
So close to you right now. That would be so cool to be there.
So, this is actually a good one to end it on.
I need to have my Delina moment. Elena and Damon. Damon and Elena.
Okay. Why I can't listen to him too much? I never told you this?
Why?
Because he sings Summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that used to be our song after every single baseball game. We would run it. And we would run for it. And after 2 years of it, I'm so tired of Calvin Harris. So... takeaways from that, though. I didn't think we saw a lot of what TikTok gets yelled at for, which is their promotion of stuff that's not kid-friendly or putting stuff that maybe is not too great for everybody to see. I don't think we saw a lot of that.
No.
We
also only spent, like, 10 minutes on TikTok.
It was, like, 20 minutes.
We only saw a couple of TikToks, though.
We skipped through probably 50. We watched 15,
that's 20.
It's hard. When the one thing that's not good, for sure, in the program is that you have to swipe a lot of times to find the stuff that you want, and you get into, like, a swipe loop. Well, you'll be on there for 20, 30, 40 minutes. I don't think that that's good. I don't think that that's very good for anybody because you get stuck on your phone for hours. I'm sure you could vouch for it. How many times are you stuck awake swiping through TikTok?
A lot of times, but I've been good lately.
Well, you've been much better.
Let me show you my screen time.
I'm not saying you've been bad, but in the past,
there's 23% been times, from last week.
Good. But there's been times in the past when even you tell me you're like, I was stuck scrolling on TikTok. I couldn't go to sleep. I don't think that's great for anybody involved. And what I really don't think it's good for is young girls or young boys. I think it's very easy to get hooked on it.
I think social media in general, it's just like, it's not like I wouldn't want my kids to not have social media. Mm-hmm. But like, it's, like, hard because, like, I don't want to be the controlling parent and be like, oh, I want to see what you have in your social media and this and this and that. Because I didn't like when my parents did that to me.
Mm.
But at the same time, like, you do have to, like, be on top of kids.
Yeah, definitely. Like, when I was talking to John a couple weeks ago, the guy from Canada, podcaster from Canada, and he was saying he has two younger kids at this point and he's got a third on the way. And he was talking about how his whole method is they kind of know that phones exist. They know that tablets exist. And they do a lot of FaceTime with family from overseas and whatnot. Yeah. But other than that, he tries to remove his own phone from daily life with them as much as possible.
doesn't interact on social media so that he has more time with his family. And like, yeah, I mean, is that controlling? I don't think it necessarily is. I think shading them from what you know could hurt them is smart. Because he knows he's got to give them phones relatively soon.
I just feel like, in my opinion, the best way that you can, like, not control the situation, but, like, take care of the situations, like, open communication. That's the only way that I feel like, in my opinion. Because my parents were never controlling. Mm-hmm. I didn't have controlling parents. And all of my parents are just, like, those kind of parents that let you do anything. Like, it was never like that. But my grandma was very controlling over her. Mm-hmm. And, like, wouldn't let her date until, like, she was, like, at least 19 years old. Like, all this stuff. And, like, my mom learned from her mistakes, and she was like, I don't want to be like that to my kids, because my mom ended up like dating this guy who was older than her, and she got into a car accident with him. Mm. And I just feel like, not that I don't want to shade them from, like, I just feel like everything that, like, I want to give the opportunity to, like, and that's just not only with TikTok, that's like with everything. Mm. And I feel like, I think my parents did a really good job with me and my brother and educating, like, just like always. I don't know how to explain. Like, I feel like a lot of parents, like, hide stuff from their kids.
Right.
And I don't want to be like that. I want to be like, if my kid ever come to me and be like, what is TikTok? I'll be like, okay, like, I have to talk. Like, I'll show you what it is.
Right, exactly. But don't you think you have a responsibility to kind of keep them away from that? Not necessarily as long as you can, but until a certain point.
Yes, but at the same time, like, I don't want to be the mom that keeps it away from them and then, like, them, like, downloading behind my back. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, like, but you're not going to give them the phone in the first place, right? Like, so you don't give them the tool until they're ready for everything.
That too, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, controversial, because if I don't give my child the phone, they're going to go to their friend's house and they're going to use their friend's phone.
Of course.
So, like, part of me is, like, okay, like, I want to, like, kind of, like, not block that for them. And, like, I don't want to give them a phone when they're young. But at the same time, I'm, like, I would rather him have a phone and I am aware of what he's doing on that phone than, like, him not having a phone and going to his friend's house and, like, looking up stuff on the internet without me knowing it. And that's just
how... they might do that anyway.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, that's just how I was raised, and I think it worked out really well. Like, and, like, again, like, not only with social media, I think, like, with everything. Like, my parents were always the first ones to be like, if you want to drink, like, literally 13 years old, if you want to drink... Mm. Tell me, I'll give you alcohol. This is going to sound so bad, probably. They're like, I'll give you a sip of my wine. Sure. I'll give you a sip of beer. Like,
right.
But they're like, I'd rather you do it with me than doing out with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the same thing with, like, I'm sure that if I would ever to, like, want to try out drugs, they would be like, no, like, you're not trying them out and stuff like that. But I'm sure if it was to the point where, like, it was something I had to do, they would be like, I'd rather you do it with me than with someone else. Like, it's just, like, there's certain things, like, I feel like nowadays it's just such a problem. Like, I've seen so many of, like, my friends who were, like, had so many controlling parents. And once they went to college, they don't know what, like, real life is. And they get drunk every single weekend. Some of them even, like, get hammered to the point where they have to be taken to the hospital.
Mm.
And it's just, like, not saying that, like, I was born into, like, because you saw me, you took care of me probably, like, two or three times when I got hammered, like, really bad. But I'm saying, like, it was never something like, oh my god, I have to drink because I'm never gonna have to drink at home.
Right.
Because I know that if I got fucked up at home, my parents would probably laugh at me and be like, why are you being an idiot?
Right.
But it's just, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I got you. I think that was really good. I think that's gonna conclude it for me. I have something else to ask you. But I don't think that I'm going to be able to keep it onto the normal release. So this is going to be behind a little bit of a... You got to go subscribe. Go watch it. Go subscribe on our website. So if you don't see, I'll see you next week. Other than that, hope you guys enjoyed. And babe, you were awesome. Thanks for having me. These bitches say, damn, I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.